Hello.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Stanley from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on the state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential. Your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
I don't have too many opinions on that kind of
stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, and it's really I don't know how I could put this, because I got to stay neutral, right? But there's a lot of things going on in the world that we'd like to, have your opinion on and see what people think. I'll be as quick as possible. I'll try my hardest to not take up too much of your time. Would that
Go
be
ahead.
Okay?
Go
Are
ahead.
Are you a registered voter? Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I'm registered as a Republican.
Oh, thank you. And how likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote, likely will vote, or may not vote, or
no,
will not
I'll
vote.
I'll be voting.
Thank you. So definitely would be the proper one? Thank you.
I will vote, period.
Great, thank you. Right. Thanks for that. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. So the first name is Donald Trump.
He needs to change his act. He's not a statesman, period.
Okay.
I don't have any room for him anymore.
Okay. So in that case, would you say unfavorable? And if so, somewhat or very?
Unfavorable.
Mm-hmm. So somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and that's exactly what we want to know, your opinion, ma'am. Chris Chafee.
I don't recognize that name at all.
Okay. Larry Hogan.
He's pretty darn high in my book. He did a good job as governor.
Okay, so you're saying he's favorable. Now, in that case, would it be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
He's quite favorable.
Thank you. Robin Ficker.
I don't know anything about him.
Okay, that's okay. Moving on. If the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker? Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Larry Hogan.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose aid to Ukraine? Do you strongly support it? Okay. Is that strongly or somewhat?
I highly support aid to Ukraine.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel? And is that a strongly support or strongly oppose?
I strongly support.
Okay. So I have to ask you, somewhat or strongly support?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. So the first one would be economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt. How important is that to you?
Very important.
Thank you. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Very important.
Thank you. Energy independence for the country.
Quite important.
Okay, so somewhat important. Would somewhat important be fair to say?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Job creation and economic development.
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Being a candidate Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump, is that very important to you or not at all important to you or somewhat or not too important?
It's not very important to me.
Okay. So would you say it's not too important? That would be your answer?
Thank you. Not too important.
Okay. And then, so not too important. Okay. Perfect. And then moving on, now I'm going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate Senate candidate, Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you at all. So, Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
Or does it what?
Or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. And the next one would be Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Or does it make no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. And the last one on this section, we're 70% done. We'll be done soon, Ms. Thank you for your time. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure the southern border. Does this make you more likely to vote or less likely to vote for Ficker? Or does it make no difference to you?
I'm sorry, but you'll have to read the first statement over.
Yeah, no problem. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. So now we're almost through. Now I'm going to read to you a little bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. For each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely or no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay, thank you. And then as governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely or no difference?
No difference. No difference.
Thank you. And we're almost through, ma'am. And now, I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Probably Larry Hogan.
Thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Probably conservative.
Okay, thank you. Would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? So I'll say age group and you just tell me where to stop. I'm going to say 18 through 39, 40 through 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
Older.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. I really appreciate you taking the time to let us know your opinions. And you have a wonderful night. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good night, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you now.